Hello, Internet. This is Ewan Spence and ESC Insight calling. It's Maneskin. It's number one. It's the Eurovision Song Contest. Coming up, the tiebreaker is broken. Italy is all in a jumble. And will Malta welcome back Hamilton Travel? Yes, good afternoon, good morning, good evening. Welcome to the ESC Insight News Podcast, another 7 days in the world of the Eurovision Song Contest. I'm Ewan Spence, taking you through the last week, and you can keep up to date with everything, your comments, etc., 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 social media, links, likes, love, www.escinsight.com, and on Facebook and on Twitter there as well. You'll also find us on Patreon if you want to support the podcast, escinsight.com/Patreon, and it's palindromic, so patreon.com/escinsight will take you there as well, with a few extra podcasts and articles as a thank you for supporting us from as little as the price of a fancy coffee per month. Right then, on with the Eurovision news. So, this week's script is slightly different because I finally deleted the line that says Eurovision 2021 EBU News out of the template, which felt a little bit final. But the song contest is a beast that just keeps on moving. Italy's deep in trying to work out the hosting and the arrangements, lots of discussions and meetings going on. There's not long between events. So, Rotterdam 2021 is pretty much now in the history books. Of course, as a community, we love opening the history books all the time, so it's not going to be forgotten. In the short term, that means ordering the official DVD of Rotterdam 2021 with, to quote the official blurb, all three shows, as well as behind-the-scenes footage from the exclusive turquoise carpet event backstage and Måneskin's post-win press conference. It's going to look great on the shelf along with all the other DVDs, but do remember it's in SD resolution. You actually get more quality watching the show on YouTube. Yep, you could have had a Blu-ray, but they've been out for a couple of years previously and they've never sold enough to be commercially viable. So, collectors, DVD. Watching online. Going back further into the history books is Eurovision again. Last week, the return of the community watch-along took us to Madrid and 1969, the year of the infamous four-way tiebreak, and no rules to break them, so four overall winners. Well, there's a public vote with Eurovision again, and that meant that there wasn't a tiebreak this time. There was a clear split, thanks to the community, of those top four songs, and of course, all the songs taking part. Curiously, the four winners were in the top four places. France was fourth, Netherlands was third, United Kingdom was second, Spain was first. So that's the community answer there. And that one. And climbing up to fifth place is Simone Oliveira for Portugal, climbing a long way up from her previous finishing position at the contest in 69-21, lifting her right up. Eurovision again returns in July, and don't forget our companion podcast, which goes behind the scenes of the contest that year, taking a look at the musical charts of the time, the stories from the national selections, and for the first time, a podcast postcard of the host city and venue. So this month it was looking at the Teatro Real with the careful eye from the team at OGO Tours. If you're looking for a local public walking tour in Madrid, ogotours.com. Right then, I do still have a block that says Eurovision 2022 EBU News, so let's go for that one now. Broadcasters who have publicly confirmed they will go into the contest next year. Last week, 13. This week, 16. We can add Bulgaria, Malta and Ukraine onto the official list, all set for a trip to Italy. That gives us Australia, Bulgaria, Estonia, Finland, France, Germany, Israel, Italy, Malta, Netherlands, Norway, San Marino, Serbia, Sweden, Switzerland and Ukraine. I really need the Animaniacs along to help me do that into a song. There's also the question of Turkey, a country that has been a community favourite and had a solid track record in the 100% televote era. But they withdrew from the contest after the 2012 contest, citing dissatisfaction with the introduction of 50-50 voting in 2009 and the impact that the Big Five had with their automatic qualification. This week, the EBU said that they are in contact with Turkish broadcaster TRT about a return to the contest. And look, I'm going to be honest, that's not really especially news. The EBU will be in contact with every EBU member asking if they want to come to the Eurovision Song Contest. But broadcaster TRT acknowledging this in public, that is news. Perhaps with the new executive supervisor board, TRT believes that their concerns can be addressed with a different viewpoint 10 years down the line. Should keep an eye on that one over the summer. In terms of other things that should come, no surprise. Well, we don't have dates and we don't have a host city or even a venue for next year's contest. There's a lot to be organised, as I said there earlier. What we do have is a meeting of the contest's reference group in Geneva. Think of this as the organising committee with Executive Supervisor Martin Osterdahl at the chair, members from the broadcasters who've helped organise previous contests, and members with extensive Eurovision experience as well, all offering knowledge to the new host broadcaster, guidance and helping shape the show. There's a lot of experience for Italian broadcaster RAI to tap into to prepare the 2022 contest. And of course, once that happens, RAI will then have a representative on that group to help the next host, broadcaster and city to go forward. Italian head of delegation Simona Marcirelli is quoted as saying, "Our first task is, of course, to find a great host city over the summer for next year's show. As for those cities, do you really want me to go through that list again? If you do, tough. I'm still not going to. What I am going to do is I'm going to take three of those cities and push them together to make an anagram. So let's do it this way. You work out what the three host cities are, or at least the three cities that want to host. Give us a DM, twitter.com/ESC Insight. We'll take all the right answers. We'll pull one out at random to win yourself a little ESC Insight prize. And to introduce the anagram, here's our mystery voice.
Small melon in Parmesan. Small melon in Parmesan.
Our mystery voice there this week, played by Roy Delaney. Take the three city names out of there, give us a DM, and we'll let you know who's going to win the prize and who the three cities were next podcast. Of course, before we get to Italy, we have to go to France and Junior Eurovision 2021. December the 19th in Paris. Hashtag imagine. Last week, the entry list was 9 broadcasters. Now we're up to 10, with Ukraine joining France, Georgia, Germany, Ireland, Netherlands, Poland, Portugal, Russia, and Spain. Still got my eyes on both Albania and Italy in the near future. Should take us up to 12 entries. Others may join in as well, but at the same time, others may confirm that they're not going. So on the note, we're not doing junior this year, is San Marino confirming that they will not take part. But on the other side of the coin, we've got our first song of the national selection season. Junior Eurovision in the Netherlands. Huge, great big show. I've got a feeling that they're going to be just doing something every single week, and they've got a nice, good PR rhythm set up. So this week, we heard the song from solo artist Ayana Matashuga Anne, sung in English, Dutch and Japanese, has had its lyrics video posted on the Junior Song Festival NL website. Head over to YouTube for that one there. We also have a date for the Polish National Final. It's going to be Sunday, September the 26th. Three artists will be selected from three heats to take part in the live final. Those three heats, 7 artists in each one, are going to be recorded at the end of July, start of August. Winner goes forwards. Those heats naturally are going to be 100% jury vote, but when we get to that live final, we're looking at 50% jury, 50% televote. Okay, what do we got country-wise? France, submissions are now open if you're looking to enter France's Eurovision selection as well. They will continue to stay open until October the 24th. Over in Italy, Måneskin continues to win over charts around the world. They now have a top 10 hit in the United Kingdom with I Wanna Be Your Slave sitting there at number 7 in the charts. Over in Germany, they have I Wanna Be Your Slave at number 3, as well as their cover of Begging sitting there at number 2. And I Wanna Be Your Slave is also Billboard number 1. It is the Hot Hard Rock chart, but it's Måneskin. Of course it's hot. And hard rock there as well. Billboard number 1. that's the one you want for your next trivia question. Okay, also, let's have a quick look at some of the news about the San Remo Music Festival as well next year, which at least over the last couple of years, offers the winner the chance to represent Italy at the Song Contest. Broadcaster RAI had a press conference this week confirming that it will return to its traditional spot of early February. Sharpiers will hear that that is not a confirmed date, but if you look around Valentine's Day, it's about right. You'd be looking and then you add in like starting early February. You got to think then that the marathon is going to start Tuesday, the 8th of February, right through to Saturday, the 12th, but it could go a week either side. So much as I say about, if you're looking to book Eurovision early, if you're looking to book San Remo, make sure anything you book is either refundable or movable, or you're ready to lose your money. Be careful where you book your flights, your hotels, or your train. RAI Uno's director, Stefano Coletto, also talked about the hosting. And of course, artistic director 2020 and 2021 was Amadeus. That was a 2-year gig, so he's not returning for 2022. But RAI have pointed out that they're going to be doing Eurovision and San Remo's two different productions, even though there are synergies in there. So they're going to be different teams, and that includes different hosting teams. And so a lot of the names that were in the frame for San Remo are also in the frame the Eurovision Song Contest, and I wonder if one or two of them might think, you know what, I'm going to hold off in San Remo for a year and aim for May. That means we got a space in San Remo for 1 year. So I'm not suggesting that Amadeus is definitely coming back. Coletta has been talking a lot with Amadeus regarding San Remo, according to the Italian press, and there's not been a clear change of mind, but they are talking. Over the last few years, Amadeus's influence has modernised San Remo, and perhaps his involvement is not yet over. Will we see him on stage hosting again? I don't think so, says my rational head, but Amadeus and Fiorello made such an impact on the community. My heart is just saying we want to see those two doing another Allora. Okay, from Italy down to Malta now. Last week, we reported that Malta's X Factor had been announced, and that selected their previous two singers for the Song Contest. That's not going to be the case for 2022, though. The broadcaster PBS has confirmed it will be returning to a specific dedicated selection show for the contest. So it's a welcome return to Malta Eurovision Song Contest. No details as yet, no times, no formats, no submissions, anything like that. But many in the community will be just as eager to hear who's sponsoring the show as to what familiar faces will be returning. We're also looking forward to a national final from San Marino in their A Voice for San Marino contest. Now, we're expecting this to take place at the end of the year in December, but now we hear that the process is going to run over a couple of months. As with all entries, there is a submission deadline to the EBU of early March for your song. So it needs to be finished by then, but we could be looking at a number of specials coming out of one of the smallest broadcasters at the contest. Finally, in terms of country news, it's Sweden. Submissions for Melody Festival and open on August 24th and will be closing on September the 17th. 14 of the 28 songs will be coming out of the submission process, and the balance will be either invited by SVT or directly chosen by the Swedish broadcaster out of that pool of songs. Right then, what do we got over the next week or so? Well, it's the summer, so as I said, things kind of calm down a little bit. As always, you've got all of ESC Insight to go through our old podcasts going back over the 2021 season. You can listen back, re-experience any day of the Song Contest or its run-up. Our friends over at the Second Cherry Podcast continue their look back at the national finals. And just want to shout out to Emil over at the Eurovision Legends Podcast as well, running interviews throughout the summer with Eurovision legends. This week's Turkey again, but going back to 1989 with Hazel Selçuk, the interview there. As always, you can find those podcasts in your favourite podcast places. Search for Second Cherry and Eurovision Legends if you haven't already. Subscribe to ESC Insight as well. do hit the subscribe button or the like or the follow. And of course, you can leave review there as well. What else? Well, if you missed our companion podcast for Eurovision again 1969, you can go back and have a listen to that one as well. Your diaries will already have the dates for submissions that we know are closing. Our two next shows are going to be the national final for Germany's Junior Eurovision and Poland's Junior Eurovision. That we know of so far. Junior Eurovision Sunday, the 19th of December. And of course, the big date that everybody in the community knows, September the 1st. Songs released after that date are pretty much eligible for the Eurovision Song Contest. Any release before that, as long as you didn't get a commercial advantage, that's fine. But with the belt and braces approach, don't release anything new until September the 1st. Until then, we'll be keeping you up to date with all the news from the contest and beyond. But for now, stay safe, be kind to each other. Ta-ra for now. Here are the guitars. ESC Insight News podcast this week was hosted by Ewan Spence, written by Ewan Spence and the team at ESCinsight.com. Find out more there. Support us at patreon.com/ESCinsights.
Small melon in Parmesan.